The following is offered by Discerning Hearts, a 501c3 nonprofit Catholic apostolate dedicated to spiritual formation through the use of new media. To download this selection, or to browse hundreds of other programs, or to contribute to our mission with a charitable donation which is fully tax deductible, visit our website at discerninghearts.com. So what's on your beautiful 89-year-old heart today?
Well, you know, today is the feast of St. Anthony, and he's just been a very deep, close friend of mine. I love St. Anthony, and I thought I might talk about saints today and how we Catholics have this great devotion to saints. They're companions. You know, we have Jesus is our Savior and our Lord. And he came into the world to come into each one of us. So everyone in the world who's baptized is brother and sister to us. There's one Father, and we are God's children, God's family. But all of those who are gone before us are saints, and they can be friends of ours. And also, we Catholics really see and have a great devotion to saints. And, you know, and it just really makes quite good sense that I'm going to be spending most of my life in eternity. But I have, I'm 89 today, but what's that? As the hymn goes, of Amazing Grace, when we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, there's also going to be not only Jesus and the Father and the Holy Spirit, but there's going to be the other saints. And so I'm going to be with St. Anthony, and I'm going to be with St. Francis, and I'm going to be with St. Pio. So why not become very acquainted with these saints and friends of ours here in this world? And we have this devotion. I like to think of them in two ways. St. Anthony as a companion, somebody who's going along the journey with me. I was born on his feast of St. Anthony, so therefore there's something special between me and that saint. And that wasn't happenstance, this great devotion. I belong to the parish of St. Anthony when I was born. I was baptized in St. Anthony's parish. My middle name, as I was baptized, was John Anthony Essef. So I have carried his name. When I knew it was already my baptismal name, and I got to know so much more about him, and one of the things I did in growing up was made novenas to St. Anthony. So I would like to talk a little bit about that. But first, that not only has he been a companion, but when I think of warfare, which I am engaged in, because so many times my struggle between sin and Satan and remaining in the grace of God, he's a comrade. When I pray, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one, I have not only a companion strolling along the road of life, but I have a comrade in arms. This guy is there for me. He is going to help me. You know, a soldier, when he's in battle, really depends on his comrades, those men who are going to be in the foxhole with him, those men who are going to deliver him, those one who cover his back. You know, the Roman soldier was able to endure all kinds of fighting and not only get through the battle because he had someone at his back. And I have always felt, not only did I have my guardian angel, but I was back to back. And he was covering my back, Saint Anthony. What a comrade in arms. So we look at saints as companions and comrades in warfare, because life is also in this world. We are known as the church militant. And it's going to be wonderful to think of myself as part of the church triumphant, which is where Anthony is now. And he has been through this. He has quite a life, Saint Anthony. He is not Italian. He's Saint Anthony of Padua to many, and Padua is in Italy. And I went there to a great devotion, and there, because he was such a great preacher, his tongue has been preserved whole. His tongue is still there, preserved. Isn't that amazing that I could visit that in his shrine in Padua? But I also went to where he was born. Anthony was born in Portugal. He was baptized in this church in Lisbon, which I happened to go to. And I was right there where he became a Christian, where he was baptized. And he grew up in Portugal. At a very young age, he was brilliant, and he was wealthy, and he joined the canon regulars of St. Augustine, which was a rather prestigious order, and he was the master of that abbey. But what happened was, he met a Franciscan, and they were on their way to Africa for the conversion of the Mormons, of the Muslims. And when they were known in that day as the Moors. So he was so impressed by these young men who went right to Africa and were killed. And he decided that he joined the Franciscans. He left his order and became a Franciscan. And Francis said, go to Africa, become a martyr. And that's where he went. When he got to Africa, he had become quite ill. And so he was recalled to go to Italy. And when he came and he met Francis, Francis saw what a tremendous preacher he was. He introduced him to Pope Gregory the Ninth. And Gregory ordered him because he saw what a brilliant preacher and teacher he was. That's why he became known as the Golden Tongued. Anthony, and Saint Anthony does many things. He's like everything. He takes care of mail. Did you ever notice so many people write on their mail? Because sometimes mail gets lost. SAG, Saint Anthony Guide. If you lose something, everybody, I lost something yesterday. And I said, the first thing I do is when I lose something, dear Saint Anthony, come around. Something's lost and must be found. And almost instantly, and always, I find it. He is so handy. He's such a powerful aid and help. Friends are meant to intercede for us. while they're there in glory and paradise, the saints assist us. I would like very much today to recommend and talk about the power of intercession, especially of the saints, their availability, their readiness to help. Why is it that this saint is so popular all over the world? No matter where I would go, I would see this image of the saint. I have his little picture here on my altar, and I often request many things of him. Today, and my family always reminds me that one of the things I've done is make a novena to St. Anthony. I was born on the occasion of my grandfather completing the novena in honor of St. Anthony. When he held me the first time, he said to my mother, I never knew this, but she told me that he said this, "This is the priest." My grandfather had studied to be a priest. His whole family had so many priests that we were known as Bait al-Khuri. But when he held me, he said to my mother, "I've been praying since I left the monastery that one of my offspring would be a priest." None of his 10 children ever became priests. But here, when he picked me up, he said, "This is the priest." And so he wanted me to be baptized the very day I was born. And so my grandmother, my godmother, and my godfather were there at my delivery after he had come from the novena. We went down to St. Anthony's, and then the very day I was born into the human family, child of Adam and Eve, child of Joe and Cecile Yesuf, I was also born as a child of God. And I was given the name John Anthony. My dad insisted on my name being John. And my godmother, Catherine Corey, and my godfather, Bill Harry, my dad, and some others went down to the church as a little community, and Father Corey baptized me in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. John Anthony, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and made a child of God. So right from the beginning, I felt very close. Novenas are 9 days of prayer. He had such a powerful prayer answered for him. It was my grandfather's novena, and that was the conclusion of his novena. And I thought, when I heard about that, and later on in life, I thought, what a wonderful way to celebrate my birthday by 9 days of prayer in honor of St. Anthony. My brother calls me and he says, "Well, I'll give you a triduum." And he does 3 days of prayer for me, my brother George. But it's really nice. My mother used to do the 9 days in honor of St. Anthony. I recommend it for any enterprise you may have. I have a very deep involvement with the Institute of Priestly Formation, with the Discerning Hearts, with an enterprise such as Pope Leo XIII Institute. When we commit and ask assistance, how important it is for an enterprise that we're entering to pray and ask the assistance and help of a saint. What about, supposing, did you ever want to get married and you've had so little success at courtship? You know, instead of consulting only one of these agencies that introduce you to people, what about a novena to Saint Anthony, or any saint, a friend, if they're so friends with you. What about health? If there's some illness that someone has, what about a child of yours that's gone astray? How important it is to pray a novena of prayer in honor of a saint. And why not Saint Anthony? They are so powerful with their intercession. And over again, I have learned the tremendous assistance and power that a saint gives. On the feast of Saint Anthony, I would just like to read what Jesus says about saints to his disciples. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt becomes tasteless, what can make it salty? It is useless. It's good for nothing, but only to be thrown on and trampled on. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hilltop cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and puts it under a bushel basket. They set it on a lampstand where it shines for everyone in the house. In the same way, your light must shine in the sight of men, so that seeing your good works, they may give glory and praise to your Father in heaven." This light, Saint Anthony of Padua, is such an outstanding reflection of Jesus in the world. His gentleness, his love, his solicitousness, his concern, his care, the power of his intercession. When Anthony, who died at the age of 36, was burnt out with the fire of divine love, that was one of the things that he especially had. He talked about the fire of the divine love. He was so in love with God. He was so in love with Jesus that he's often pictured with the Bible, which is the Word of God, and the child Jesus in his arms. Any place you see an image of Saint Anthony, he's like a light. He's a reflection of the divine love in the world. My grandfather used to say, "Ya Mar Antonius, letin sine is nehnen sinek." Dear Saint Anthony, don't let us forget you. Don't let us forget. If we forget you, don't forget us. Ya Mar Antonius, letin sine is nehnen sinek. Sometimes we fail to think about and ask the assistance of those who are dear friends. That is often my prayer. Dear Saint Anthony, don't let me forget you. If I forget you, don't forget me. Ya Mar Antonius, letin sine is nehnen sinek. So today, Chris, he's on my mind, and I come to think of him and ask his assistance and prayer and help. And I certainly am going to ask the good Saint Anthony today in my Mass and prayers for you and for all of those who listen to our podcast.
Monsignor?
Yes?
In the Office of Readings today, there is an excerpt from one of the sermons of St. Anthony of Padua. Do you mind if I read it real quick?
Yes, please.
He says that the man who is filled with the Holy Spirit speaks in different languages. These different languages are different ways of witnessing to Christ, such as humility, poverty, patience, and obedience. We speak in those languages when we reveal in ourselves these virtues to others. Actions speak louder than words. Let your words teach and your actions speak. Very powerful. And,
yeah,
and I think in a very real way, not only have you lived that out, but as you've always so lovingly spoke about your grandfather, he was a man who allowed his actions to speak louder than words.
And I really believe, I pray that what you just read, I will learn and I will reflect that the Holy Spirit is reflected not only in these words, but that the actions will back up those words, and that everyone who hears us will hear that it is the power of the Spirit. It's the prayer underneath the words that will give us the power to enforce them with actions and with light. The light which we are meant to be can only be given by the Holy Spirit. That reflection and light that radiates through you and through me and through everyone who's listening. And we can actually light up the world through the intercession and the light of Saint Anthony.
And if you don't mind me saying this, and maybe I can say this on behalf of many of those who will hear you today, you know, blessed the womb that bore you, blessed your mother who gave birth to you and nurtured you for so many years, that launched you on this path of at least the last 89 years and hopefully another 89 years, but also to your father who loved you in his way too and helped to create that family, that home for you to be nurtured in. So we just really, we think of them too, and we just praise God for their presence in the world and in your life.
Thank you. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. God bless.
Thank you, Monsignor.
Thank you.
Have a happy, happy birthday.
Thank you, thank you.
All right.
You've made it delightful. Thank you, Chris.
You've been listening to Building the Kingdom of Love, Reflections with Monsignor John Essif. To hear and or to download this program or to browse hundreds of other spiritual formation programs, visit discerninghearts.com. This has been a production of Discerning Hearts. I'm your host, Chris McGregor. We hope that if this has been helpful for you, that you will first pray for our mission. And if you feel us worthy, consider a charitable donation, which is fully tax deductible, to support our efforts. But most of all, we pray that you will tell a friend about discerninghearts.com.